Australians have mixed feelings when it comes to the nation's diverse communities. Around a quarter of Australians surveyed reported having negative feelings towards Muslims, in comparison to around 5 or 6% for Buddhists or Christians. This can jump to as high as 40% if respondents answered the survey questions online or over the phone instead of in person, potentially understating the true level. But Professor Marcus points out there has been little variation in this figure over successive studies. He says people may be hesitant to divulge their real feelings.
In surveying, there's a phenomenon which is called social desirability bias, which means that if you ask a sensitive question and someone is talking to you, you may well not necessarily disclose your true opinions. If you complete the survey online yourself, then you're more likely to be disclosing your true opinions.
Professor Marcus says researchers indicated a potential link to intense coverage of events involving Muslims and negative stereotypes. Vice President of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adele Salman, couldn't agree more.
When they see events overseas, whether it be the Middle East or even in Western countries where there have been obviously acts of terrorism, etc., that tends to change perceptions or even confirm wrong perceptions about Muslims and Islam. And I think there have been some ongoing issues even within Australia about the level of integration or perceived lack of integration of some parts of the Muslim community. And I think most concerning for me as well is there has been recently a discussion about values. There are many people who are trying to make the point, which I don't believe is valid, that Muslim values or Islamic values are not compatible with Australian values or Western liberal democratic values in general. I guess that's part of the misinformation campaign that is driving some of this fear and concern directed towards Muslims in Australia.
In 2016, Muslims made up the largest of the non-Christian faith groups, though researchers again advise that this number, and possibly even the numbers for all faith groups, might be underestimated. The Scanlon survey puts this increase down to a combination of immigration and high birth rates, with newer Australians tending to be younger and having more children. Scanlon Foundation Chief Executive Anthea Hancox says Australians should take a positive view of newcomers.
We need to let them know how much we value their addition to Australian society. And I think we need to demonstrate in as many ways as we can that we actually see them as a part of the future of Australia. So looking for those types of opportunities rather than seeing new arrivals as people in need, they're actually people who are coming here to contribute.
The survey also found that over the past 10 years, discrimination due to a person's national, ethnic or religious background more than doubled to 20%. Labor MP Anne Alley says national and global conditions have created a perfect storm.
So over the last decade or so, we have seen an increase in the extreme right, particularly around white supremacist groups, hate groups, not just here in Australia, but around the world. And I think that that has a lot to do with economic conditions, particularly post the global financial crisis. It also has a lot to do with, at the moment, we are looking at a crisis, a refugee and humanitarian crisis in several parts of the world. And then it comes also down to the way this crisis is portrayed in the media and how it's used in some political circles as political capital to garner votes and to divide nations as well.
She says she hopes it's not the beginning of a dangerous trend.
People actually know this, it's not a nice thing. You know, it doesn't make you feel good to feel negatively towards another human being. And so they will do it under the cloak or under the guise or behind a keyboard. But when it comes to face-to-face, they might hold back their behaviours. And this is the difference between thought and behaviour. But really, it's their behaviours towards others that we should be looking at, whether or not they translate those thoughts into negative behaviours, including racism, vilification and discrimination.